We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game, hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year.
Let's go into the film room with Dan Durkin.
I thought this tape was going to be a conversation stimulator, man.
Dan breaks down every Bears game like no other.
I'm going to go back and watch it. I'm going to evaluate myself and see where I was. And then if there's any drops in there, those guys are going to hear it. I'm going to get on them.
Lawrence Holmes with Dan Durkin now on 670 The Score.
Actually, pretty decent film.
Dan joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sports book. You can follow Dan on Twitter at DJ Durkin. You can also go to YouTube for the All 22 review. Mr. Durkin, thank you so much for joining me.
How are you, Lawrence?
Man, I am doing really well. And I got to tell you, watching Justin Fields play and watching what he was able to do on Monday night was impressive. What were the things that we saw? Because, we saw the throws, and I want to get into that, but did we see him improve as a processor of defenses?
There's no doubt about it. And I think that, you know, for the second straight week, he was the best player on the field in very crucial moments of the game. You know, the things that we've talked about a lot, ball placement, accuracy, the touch, the threading the ball into tight windows, you're seeing all of that. But I think what I really saw very significantly take a step forward against the Steelers was his pre-snap identification and recognizing what the defense is potentially going to do to him post-snap. And so what the Steelers did a lot in this game, it was really interesting to watch. Minka Fitzpatrick is fantastic, and he was fantastic on Monday night. But the way that Butler was using him was basically – they were showing him as a single high, so like the single high free safety over the top of the defense at the beginning of the snap. But then he was, you know, basically coming down or buzzing down into the hole. So almost like the inverse of what you think of like Brian Urlacher when he would run the seam in Tampa 2. They were bringing him down. So they went from a single high look to a two high look. They ran a lot of cover two against Fields. And he was recognizing it. And for the first time in a long time, he was making defenses pay for putting that shell over the top of it. You saw them go down the field. You saw him checking plays at the line of scrimmage. If you go to the Allen Robinson throw, that 39-yarder, he recognized right off the bat that's a situation where there was single high over the top. He checked at the line of scrimmage, and he moved to that slot fade. He got the matchup he wanted against Mallett, and he threaded another perfect ball. So now, in real time, you are seeing a rookie quarterback understand what the defense is trying to do to disguise and use deception against him, and he's making them pay for it. So I think that such a tremendous amount of growth in a short period for Justin Fields is a very encouraging sign.
Let's talk about the route tree for a second. I'm looking at these throws, whether it's the bullet over the middle to Kmet, the arcer on the sidelines to Robinson, the bomb to Marquise Goodwin. I felt like I was watching a guy get every throw in the route tree and do it very confidently.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the biggest benefits in a quarterback like Justin Fields is he is a threat to every level of the defense. And he knows how to modulate his throws. What do I mean by that? He knows when to throw with pace and zip, and he knows how to throw with touch. And you're right. He can throw a deep over. He can throw a comeback. He can throw a fade. He can throw a go. He can throw an angle route. He can throw the screen. Everything in the playbook is on with him. You're not limited by, oh, is he going to be able to see this throw and then make it? And not only that, is the other thing that showed up a couple times, against the Steelers as well, was his ability to make throws from the pocket. He had a couple really nice, clean pockets. And NFL throws to me are from the opposite hash to the sidelines, and he hit a few of those. Those are really hard throws to make because you're giving the defense so much time to adjust to the ball while it's in flight. But again, this comes back to his ability to get the ball out and get the ball where it needs to be before the defenders get there. You saw some tight window throws that he threaded in. I'm still debating which throw was my favorite in the game, and I think it was the one that he threw to Jimmy Graham at the beginning of the fourth quarter. So what happened on that play was, again, it's another recognition. This was a post-snap recognition. The first read in that progression was a hitch to the sideline. So he hitches, means he's getting his feet underneath him, getting ready to throw the ball, and then he realizes that there's a defender sitting in the flat there. Without hesitation, immediately gets his eyes off of that, recognizing that is not open, turns to Jimmy Graham, and the ball is out. And so that was a cover three. So it was a single high safety over the top, and then there's a seam runner with Jimmy Graham, and that window was shrinking so fast. He put the ball perfectly right there. Again, what's not open, my first read, I'm coming to my second read, and I'm throwing the ball without hesitation. You saw him hesitate earlier in the season on those throws. He's recognizing what NFL open means. NFL open could be 18 inches, the width of somebody's shoulders, and he's putting the ball there. So, I mean, I was so encouraged. You'd like to see them get the win in this game, but everything, I can't stress this enough, everything about this season is his maturation and his development, and you're seeing it in real time, and you're seeing him, I think, go at a much faster pace than I thought he was going to as a rookie.
Did we see the Bears coaches adapt any in this game?
We did, and the things that I did like seeing in that one were, more design runs for Fields, which was nice to see. He's a chain mover when it comes to that. One of the biggest advancements, this is something you and I have just done, kind of bashing our heads against the wall trying to understand the logic behind it. You saw them chipping with their tight ends and their wide receivers on Watt before they went out into their route. And so if these guys are your flat or your low level, if they're running a crosser or if they're, just like your check downs, use them as an extra blocker. Even if they're not going to sit there for two clicks, at least let them get a little bit better leverage on the person who is responsible, and then they release out into their routes. You saw them doing that repeatedly, so that was a big step forward in terms of enhancing their protection scheme. And then the Wildcat, I thought that they caught the Steelers off guard several times with that. Mooney obviously scored off of it. It seemed to me that they were predetermined, whether they were keeping or if they were, giving on each of those. I think it went like keep, give, like the five times that they did it, which is fine, and it worked. And I thought that David Montgomery handled it quite well. So I like to see these check and adjust type things from the coaching staff. There were still some pet peeves, that always happened in the games. But in terms of the coaching staff starting to self-scout and recognize, hey, what do we need to do to put our players in a better position to succeed? You saw some of that against the Steelers.
What were your pet peeves?
So there are a few of them. Like the first one, why did the first play call on third down include the primary receiver running short of the sticks? Can anybody ever explain that to me? And then not only that, his back is to the defense. So now, they did complete it to Allen Robinson, but he's got to turn around, find the defender, and then get up from there. Didn't happen. So that one really bothered me. They ran a stick concept, 3 yards. They needed five. He was smothered as soon as he caught the ball. Why was the first play action throw in the second quarter? Why was the first design bootleg in the second quarter? Justin Fields is, in terms of passer efficiency, the third best in the league behind Dak Prescott and Justin Herbert on design bootlegs. Why are you waiting until the second quarter to do these types of things? And the other is just settling for field goals in the low red zone. This is where, when I come back to the design runs for Fields, use them there. That's where he's going to be the most effective. You know that the defense is keyed up and geared to stop the run. That's exactly when you use him on a boot. And now you've got, he's faster than 70% of the defenders on the field. Let him make a play there. So there are some things that are still a little bothersome. So it's a one step forward, two steps back from the coaching staff. But, I think it's strange to think now 2 weeks in a row, your rookie quarterback has delivered and put your team in a position to win and succeed in that, and the defense let it down. So I think that there are still obviously some things for them to clean up in the bye week. There's a chance for them to get healthy in the bye week, but just some things that are continually irritating me when I watch this team play.
What do you make of all of the penalties in the last 2 weeks of the Bears lining up offsides?
Lawrence, they missed like three or four of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they only called a couple of them. Cassius Marsh was lined up offsides like three times, and Robert Quinn was lined up offsides a couple times too. To me, it speaks to just an inherent lack of discipline. I mean, just like you see receivers do it when they'll look to the line judge and say, hey, am I on? Am I good? Am I good? Okay, cool. Now I'm going to get up and I'm going to concentrate on when the ball is going to be snapped and getting into my route. The defenders can do the same type of thing. So the fact that was happening was really bothersome, but that was a theme in the game, just a lack of discipline in general. Jakeem Grant's decision-making on bringing the ball out of the end zone. Like, well, what are you doing? I know you're trying to make a play, but that to me is a lack of discipline. The offsides penalties that you talked about. And then what the penalties cost them on offense, a touchdown. They cost them a first down. They wiped out a long third down completion to Jakeem Grant because there was an eligible man downfield. So I think that this team is still largely uncoordinated in many ways, and that to me stems straight back to the head coach.
Speaking of the head coach, what would you suggest to Matt Nagy? Winning is not really part of this equation to me because I don't think his team's good enough to win. How does he go about impressing upon Bears ownership that he's the right guy to guide Justin Fields in the last 8 weeks of the season?
You need to check your ego at the front door of Halas Hall. This isn't about you anymore. I hope that he recognizes that he should be in self-preservation mode at this point in time. The only way you can instill any, so I mean, let me get one thing clear. I think he's done. I'm just going to be honest with it, but to play out the question, the only way you could potentially change hearts and minds inside that building is to continue to see this ascension from Justin Fields. If he's the best player on the field every week from here on out, and he's putting up, really complete numbers, that to me makes the argument a little bit more compelling to say, hey, look, begrudgingly, my hand was forced to play him, but now look what I did, and look how I changed my offense, and look how I brought this in here, and look what he did as a consequence of it. But I think that that hole is probably dug a little bit too deep. But at this point in time, it's not about you. It's about Justin. Recognize that and do what you can to maximize. Do right by Justin. He's the future of the franchise, because I don't think Nagy is.
Follow Dan on Twitter. @DJDurkin is where you can find him. You can also check out the All 22 review on YouTube. As always, sir, thank you for the time and the education.
Thank you. We finally have All 22 footage to break down, so I'm looking forward to doing some on the bye week.
He's going to be doing that all bye week. That is Dan Durkin. He's great, and I love when he is here to break stuff down for our show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.